Ninth Hall of Justice, Coruscant.
She was the same falling judge who had handed down Luke Skywalker's sentence, and she was identically impassive now.
It is the determination of this court that Jedi Valen Horn is not competent to stand trial for his actions in the above-named suit.
At the back of the chamber, standing among the handful of Jedi who had been allowed into the packed courtroom, Jaina heaved a sigh of relief. This was good news. Valen would not be going to trial after all. The judge's next words shattered her misapprehension.
This court has further determined that the defendant, because of the extraordinarily dangerous nature of his abilities and the overt criminality of his mental illness, is too dangerous to be confined in any conventional facility. For this reason, he will be detained through carbonite imprisonment until such time as...
Her words might as well have been an unexpected reversal in a crucial bolo ball game. Suddenly, half the observers in the court were on their feet, the Jedi and friends of the Jedi among them shouting protests, the press standing tall or even getting up on benches, the better to holorecord the proceedings. Nawara Venn, alone at the defendant's table, was roaring to make himself be heard above the crowd.
Your Honor, this is an outrageous violation of my client's rights, of the rights of all citizens!
The judge pressed a button on her bench. A musical note, like a nautical ship's warning bell, sounded through the chamber. It was just loud enough to be painful to those with normal hearing. As the shouts continued, she pressed it again and again, each time creating a louder tone, until all the chamber was silent, most of those present covering their ears or tympanic membranes. The judge glanced around the chamber, her expression cool.
Would everyone who desires a month in jail on a charge of contempt of court please speak up?
No one spoke. Few were even daring enough to lower their hands from their ears. The judge gestured for everyone to sit. All did, except those who, like Jaina, had found no empty seats.
To continue, he will be detained through carbonite imprisonment until such time as a treatment for his condition, based on evaluation of his test data, can be determined. He will be brought out of carbonite stasis at intervals as new and relevant tests, as well as periodic mental evaluations, are ordered. He will be brought out not less often than twice per standard year, regardless of test and evaluation concerns. That concludes this hearing.
Her movements brisk, perhaps irritated, she rose. The advocates and onlookers did as well. When she was gone, voices erupted again. This time, the press hurling questions at the advocates, the Jedi, and the Horns. Jaina ignored the heartfelt but irrelevant complaints of the Jedi around her. She watched Corran and Mirax Horn embracing in their shared misery. Watched as the forbidding stare of Master Saba Sebatine kept the members of the press from approaching them. Watched as Nawara Venn sat again at his table, slumped in temporary defeat, shoulders knotted in frustration and anger. And she was struck by a sense of foreboding. They're all killers, she thought. Jedi and combat pilots and smugglers, killers all, who waged war for the New Republic or who killed to stop the Yuuzhan Vong. The government is turning this situation into a war, and the people they're offending, beneath the surface, are killers, myself included. This can't end well.